This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel says it's ready to evacuate babies from Gaza's main hospital. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Israel's military said it was ready to evacuate babies from Gaza's largest hospital on Sunday, where Palestinian officials said two newborns died and dozens more were at risk after fuel ran out amid intense fighting in the area. Israel has said doctors, patients, and thousands of evacuees who have taken refuge at hospitals in northern Gaza must leave so it can tackle Hamas gunmen, who it says have placed command centers under and around them. Hamas denies using hospitals this way. As the humanitarian situation worsened, Gaza's border authority said the Rafah crossing into Egypt would reopen on Sunday for foreign passport holders after closing on Friday. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The leader of Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says his fighters have introduced new weapons, including a missile with a heavy warhead, in the ongoing fighting along the Lebanon-Israel border. Saeed Hassan Nasrallah said Saturday Hezbollah will keep using the tense frontier to pressure Israel. Nasrallah blasted the United States over the war in Gaza, saying it is the only country that can stop Israel's wide offensive on the Gaza Strip, but doesn't do so. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces targeted Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, as part of an overnight bombardment felt across the country. The head of the Kyiv City Military Administration said a ballistic missile was shot down as it approached the Ukrainian capital, the first attempted missile attack on Kyiv in almost 2 months. Meanwhile, Russian law enforcement officials say nearly 20 rail freight cars carrying cargo in the Ryazan region were derailed on Saturday morning by an improvised explosive device. Investigators say they're opening an investigation into suspected terrorism. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson unveiled a Republican stopgap spending measure on Saturday aimed at averting a government shutdown. But the measure quickly ran into opposition from lawmakers from both parties in Congress. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The Republican-controlled House and Democratic-led Senate must agree on a spending measure that President Joe Biden can sign into law by Friday or risk another partial government shutdown. That would disrupt pay for millions of federal workers, shutter national parks, and interrupt a range of activities from financial oversight to scientific research. Johnson's plan would provide funding for some parts of the federal government until January 19th and other agencies until 2 weeks after that. House Republicans hope to pass it on Tuesday. The bill comes a day after ratings agency Moody's lowered its outlook on the nation's credit to negative.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. Tens of thousands of people have marched through Warsaw in an event organized by nationalist groups as Poland celebrates its independence holiday. Participants in the independence march carried Poland's white and red flag and burned some flares. While many patriotic events take place across the nation of 38 million, the yearly march has dominated all others in headlines because it has sometimes been marred by xenophobic slogans and violence. This year's event was peaceful and came as nationalist forces have seen their worldview rejected by voters in a national election last month. On the one-year anniversary of the liberation of Kherson from Russian forces, Ukrainians hold on to hope amid constant shelling. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A group of Ukrainians gather outside the regional state administration building in Kherson. Drinking champagne, they celebrate a year since the city was retaken from the Russians by Ukrainian forces. However, residents have grown accustomed to hearing outgoing fire from the left bank of the Dnieper River, and life has not yet gone back to normal. The anniversary is a bittersweet occasion, as Ukraine's counteroffensive is not making the spectacular gains they had hoped for. Instead, both sides are locked in a stalemated battle of attrition. I'm Karen Chamas.
A wildfire burning in a remote Hawaii rainforest is underscoring a new reality for the normally lush island state just a few months after a devastating blaze on a neighboring island leveled an entire town and killed at least 99 people. No one was injured and no homes burned in the latest fire, which scorched mountain ridges on Oahu. But the flames wiped out irreplaceable forest land that's home to nearly two dozen fragile species. Severe drought, fueled by climate change, is creating fire in Hawaii where it's almost never been before. This blaze on Oahu's wet windward side is unusual. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.